Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. Today on Thursday, January 18th. Hope all is well where you are. We're going to be speaking about the FA Cup. Liverpool have found out their next opponent for that one after last night's results in the replays. Got a little update on Szoboszlai, a bit on Reece Williams, and a little bit on Usman Diomande as well. So yeah, let's get straight into it then with Norwich City beating Bristol Rovers 3-1 in their FA Cup third round replay, which means it is the Canaries who will be coming to play Liverpool in the FA Cup fourth round a week on Sunday. It reunites Jürgen Klopp with his best mate David Wagner, who's having a bit of a tough time of it at Norwich. I think most of their fans would have expected them to be pushing towards the top of the Championship, trying to get back into the Premier League after a little bit of an absence. They're currently 11th. It's been very up and down, but they got themselves a win last night, so it'll be them coming to Anfield. Now, they're still just about in contention for the playoffs, and the Championship is such a unique, bizarre league. It's so compact. So, it is Coventry City in 6 points at the moment. Sorry, in sixth place on 40 points. Norwich at 11th, and they're only 2 points behind. It goes further down than that, really. If you look at Cardiff City, with 13th. They are only 3 points off a playoff spot. The Championship is mad. And the way I bring that up is because Norwich's obvious priority is getting back into the Premier League. So we'll see how they decide to do things. When they pick a team for that game, Liverpool, I imagine, are going to rotate because Liverpool's game will come on the back of playing Fulham and before they play Chelsea. It's interesting because I spoke there about Norwich. They play Leeds just before Liverpool, and that'll be a tough game. There's every chance they lose away at Leeds United. And then they play Coventry City at home just a few days after we play them in the Cup as well. That we play them on Sunday. And then the 3rd of February, just a few days later, so it's the 28th, Sunday the 28th of January, they play at Anfield. And then on the 3rd of February, they play at home to Coventry, who I just mentioned there are currently occupying that playoff spot. So it'll be interesting to see what type of team Dave Wagner puts out there. Because, to be honest, he might need the morale boost. He needs the fans on side. So a win at Anfield will certainly give that. But also, it's a game that their best team could possibly lose. And then they go into, maybe he thinks they were saving them for Coventry. Now, who knows? It's all down the line. But yeah, it's going to be Championship, Norwich City, who Liverpool play. It's going to be a changed Liverpool team. We'll find out on the day how much of a changed Norwich City team it is as well. Another quick tidbit before we move on to a couple of team news stuff for Liverpool. Reece Williams has joined Port Vale on loan. The 22-year-old was recalled from a loan at Aberdeen because basically he wasn't playing. He's now gone out to League Two Port Vale for the rest of the season. Yeah, hopefully he gets some games down there. No one will forget the impact Reece had during the COVID season, the 2021 season. He played 19 games, of course, played Premier League footy, played FA Cup footy, played Champions League footy for the Reds. He's had a couple of loans that haven't gone particularly well for him. The one at Blackpool, the one at Swansea, then Aberdeen. It's been a bit of a rough time for Reece. So hopefully it goes well at Port Vale. I'll be honest, I don't think we're at a stage where Reece Williams is going to have a career as a Liverpool player going forwards. I think he's probably played his last game for us, but hopefully he can go and get himself a career elsewhere, maybe earn Liverpool a couple of quid along the way. But yeah, good luck to Reece down at Port Vale. Another Liverpool loanee for everyone to keep their eye out for when you're watching the scores rolling over weekend. Keep an eye on Port Vale and see if Reece is A, playing, and B, doing well. Right then, next up, update on Dom Szoboszlai. Unfortunately, it's not a particularly good one. Liverpool returned to training at the AXA on Wednesday after the little mini winter break, and Dom Sobers like wasn't training with the first team players. He's obviously been out with a hamstring issue picked up in the Newcastle game. All reports where it was touch and go for Bournemouth. Would he be right? Would he not? He kind of hinted himself in recent interviews that he was hoping to be back. The fact that he didn't train on Wednesday, of course, doesn't rule him out. There's a long time before Liverpool play Bournemouth. It's Sunday at 4:30. But it's not a great sign, is it? We're probably edging towards Szoboszlai not being fit for that one, I would guess now. He could easily train today. Obviously, at time recording, he haven't trained yet, so maybe he does a bit then. He's still a Friday, Saturday, but it feels like Liverpool are going to be extra cautious with him. It was something he spoke about in interviews as well, that they're not going to rush it. So, no Szoboszlai in training on Wednesday, which maybe makes you think Sunday Bournemouth, it might be a little bit of a doubt. But yeah, we'll track that throughout the week. We'll do a preview show for that game later on in the week as well, when we might have a little bit more information. But as it stands, we're probably trending towards the Hungarian not being fit, which is a blow. Bournemouth's going to be a tough game. Liverpool are going to look at their bench and they're not going to have too many options off it. It's going to be very similar to what was that Fulham game the other day, where it's young players plus like two senior lads. It would have been nice to have some boys, like, even on the bench, can you get 15, 20 minutes at them at the end of the game if you need it? It feels like we're trending towards that not being the case, which is a shame. Of course, he's been a revelation for the Reds so far this season. Even though we had a little bit of a dip recently, hopefully he does train. But Liverpool need to be careful with hamstrings, and so they should be. Right then, the final story on today's Bite Size is around Usman Diomande. I know Dan mentioned them on yesterday's show. There's been an update since. David Lynch, writing for This Is Anfield, says, he's on Liverpool's radar. The 20-year-old Sporting centre-back played 38 games for Sporting already this season. He's currently on AFCON duty away with the Ivory Coast. And it looks like he's one of the players Liverpool are looking at. However, it must be caveated that that is for the summer and not for this January window, which in its sense I get, but also it would have been nice to get one in. I still think Liverpool should be signing a centre-back this summer if they can. But Diomande obviously started for the Ivory Coast the other day. He's away on AFCON duty. If he is the one that they absolutely think is the one, then they're not going to get him this month. They're going to have to get him in the summer. But yeah, David, the interesting line in David's report is, he says, Liverpool are keeping tabs on Diomande as they consider defensive reinforcements for the summer, which makes you think they're not going to do one in January. All links really have been quite tenuous. They've all been this kind of link where it's a young player who they're keeping an eye on. They're taking a risk, I think, a little bit in terms of keeping players fit. They're on the edge of Liverpool with injuries at the back. Obviously, Matip out for the season. Alexander-Arnold's currently out with an issue. Robertson and Timmercast too. So Liverpool are, you know, it's a bit dicey situation for them. Given the fact that Joe Gomez and Ibu Konate have hardly got unblemished injury records, they're taking a chance. But the mood music is that every option that they're considering now is keeping an eye on a player for the summer. Now, of course, I'm guessing if an opportunity presents itself where that player they want in the summer becomes available in January for whatever reason, then maybe he could push the button on it. But that's not going to be the case with Diomande. He's still away on AFCON duty with the Ivory Coast. He's going to be there for a while. So that kind of puts that one to bed. But yeah, keep an eye out on Sporting. And if you're watching AFCON, of course, keep an eye out on the Ivory Coast as well, because David Lynch is reporting, and David will have this information from good sources, I'm sure, given his reputation and his standing, that, yeah, he is on the radar, at least. He's one of the names on a list. It feels like they haven't quite decided who they want yet as well, which is worth mentioning. But, yeah, keep an eye on Diomande. It looks like he is definitely one of the ones who Liverpool could be doing, could be signing, rather, but it looks like it's going to be one in the summer. It feels like that's the decision they made. They're going to go for a young defender for the summer. They'll let Joel Matip go, and they'll bring the new player in alongside Van Dijk, Konate, Kwanzaa and Gomez. They'll have five options, one of which will probably be a younger player who they can develop. So, yeah, keep an eye on Sporting, keep an eye on Ivory Coast, and keep an eye on the Red Men TV YouTube channel this weekend as well. We're back. The Reds are back. Bournemouth away. We'll have a watch-along on Sunday. There'll be a match preview show on Thursday. Chloe will be down at Bournemouth as well, so keep an eye out on for videos from an away end. The last away end that Bournemouth Chloe went to was when Darwin Nunez scored an absolute banger. If Liverpool can get the same result this weekend, yeah, there'll be another boss video. What's it like to be in the away end? You'll be able to see that from our YouTube channel as well. So go and check all that out, and we'll be back with another episode of Bite Size tomorrow. See you all then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.